Hello, my love. Welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn. I'm a subconscious architect and multi-certified spiritual teacher, and this is the Mindflowers podcast. If you're searching for more self-knowledge, more abundance, more life, you just hit a lick, because the Mindflowers podcast is an archive of lessons in spiritual wellness, explorations into self, and interactive practices designed to lead you to your own truth. I'm here to inspire you out of your cycles and into your potential. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some mind flowers. Are you digging the new intro music? I'm so digging it. Like, I loved my last intro music, but you know, felt like it was time for a little bit of a refresh. Shout out to my musical engineer / booth hang for hooking it up. Okay, so we're gonna start today off with some story time. I love me some story time. Okay, so once upon a time, I worked at a plant shop, loved the plants. Hated everything else about the job. I only lasted 3 months before I dipped out of that joint, but that's neither here nor there. It was at this job that I got my first little taste of what it feels like when intuition speaks to me. There were two incidents where my intuition gave me a warning and I totally ignored it because it, quote unquote, did not make sense. So in the first incident, this lady had bought something and she was on her way out of the store. But last minute, she picked up a pair of jeans and she came up to me and she was like, "Oh, I forgot to try these on. Can I try them on?" And so while I was walking her to the fitting room, this image of her putting the jeans in her bag of stuff that she already bought kept coming up to me. And I was like, nah, she wouldn't do that. She already bought some stuff. She wouldn't steal. And so I let her in the fitting room and the image just kept nagging me. Fast forward, what do you know? This woman stole them jeans, right? She just put them in her bag of stuff that she had already bought. And I felt so bad because I felt like I really could have done more to prevent that, right? And then the second incident, this guy asked for help with a sweatshirt and I'm steaming clothes. I'm looking right at him, right? And so he's in front of the mirror, kind of standing there, trying it on, right? And the word steal just flashed very loudly in my head. Like the word, it was like a blinking sign going off in my head. And I'm like, nah, I'm looking right at him. He does not have the audacity. Guess what this Raggedy Andy does? He had the motherfucking audacity. He books it out the store, and I'm talking about knees to chest, my guy, okay? It was a $200 sweatshirt, and I'm looking around at my coworkers to be like, okay, what do I do here? Do I chase after him? Y'all is paying me peanuts, right? Okay, and I'm not security. Anyway, long story short, he got away. And again, I felt bad because I sure did get a heads up and I just reasoned it away. So from those two experiences, I learned to never question those strong hits. It doesn't matter if it makes sense to your logical brain or not. If you're getting a message and it's coming through loud and clear, you are supposed to pay attention because it could very well lead you to your next blessing or help you avoid disaster. You feel me? Okay, so the title of this episode was inspired by a Devi Brown tweet. She tweeted out divine wisdom as a lifestyle and she said nothing else, but it got my wheels turning. Like, what would life be like if we relentlessly followed our intuition in all things? Because that's what divine wisdom is. It's the ability to access and function from God consciousness. Intuition is a combination of observation and instruction. And when we choose to live in divine wisdom, we free ourselves from relying on our own limited resources and perceptions. In today's episode, we're going to get into how to tell the difference between when it's the mind talking to you and when it's intuition speaking. And I'm also going to share details of how to develop your intuition, and we're going to do some fun little intuition practices together so you can start integrating the info in today's episode. Intuition is connected to a part in the subconscious brain called the basal ganglia, and this is the part that remembers patterns. This basal ganglia is also connected to the intestines, so that saying, I have a gut feeling, that's exactly right. Remember, the gut is one of our three brains. And for more info on that, you can listen to my brain, heart, gut episode, and I will link that down in the show notes. Divine wisdom as a lifestyle means that we can have an active partnership with life, one in which we fearlessly listen to life's call. It's a spiritual resource that unlocks your sacred power, and when you yield to it, it amplifies who you are and how you show up in the world. Someone who's living in divine wisdom waits for inspired action before making a move. They are in tune with life's nuances and can easily adapt to them as necessary. They also have strong discernment, which allows them to work smarter, not harder. Essentially, this is about embodied intelligence. It serves as the foundation of your relationship to all that is real. It's like putting on the glasses of truth so you can see what is. So earlier when I was telling my story at the plant shop, I had mentioned that I had reasoned away my intuitive messages. Those experiences taught me how to tell the difference between you talking to you and divine wisdom talking. When it's you talking to you, you'll always be left with more questions, more confusion. When it's intuition speaking, you'll receive a clear, confident message, and there's no question or doubt surrounding it. When we first start tuning into our intuitive calls, it begins as a soft voice, but the more you use it, the louder it gets. So, how to strengthen the voice of our internal GPS so we can live in divine wisdom? Well, when I first started developing my intuition, I would practice using it for relatively small things, things that didn't really involve a lot of risk, so I could start building my trust in the messages that I was receiving. One of my favorite things to do was go to a restaurant and let my intuition choose what I should eat. So I would set the intention to be guided to the meal that contained whatever nutrients my body needed most at that time, and I would pay real close attention to where my eyes would wander on the menu. Whatever meal on the menu that my eyes kept going toward, that's what I would order. And let me tell you, those meals always hit every time, schmackin', okay? Another thing that I recommend is taking regular digital detoxes, because this helps you get acquainted with yourself rather than everyone else's thoughts, and it makes it easier for you to receive those intuitive hits loud and clear. I want to share some journal prompts to help you get in touch with your intuition. I suggest taking a few deep breaths before answering them to just create some mental space, which makes it easier for you to receive guidance. And don't force the answer, because our brains do have the tendency to want to immediately piece together an answer, but the idea here is to just sit and wait for an answer to come instead of creating one. Okay, so let's start out with these deep breaths. What am I pretending to not know? If I fully trusted myself, what action would I take right now? Fill in the blank on this one. I am ready for... I hope the answers that came up were insightful for you. These two affirmations that I'm about to share have really helped me stay in tune with divine wisdom. The first one is, everything I need to know is available to me right now. Everything I need to know is available to me right now. And the second one is, asking opens a pathway. Let that one sink in for a minute. So delicious. Asking opens a pathway. So now let's get into these two practices so you can start integrating today's topic in real time. The first one we're going to do together right now. And the second one, I invite you to do after the episode ends when the material is still fresh in your mind. So for this first practice, we're going to get familiar with reading energy because that's really what divine wisdom is all about. It's about tuning into the unseen. If it's safe to do so, I want you to pick up an object nearby and hold it in your dominant hand and just be with the object. Take a few deep breaths and focus all of your attention on the object. Just get familiar with its shape, with the weight of it in your hand. You can think about its journey, how it came into your possession. As you're being with this object, what words, images, or feelings come up for you? And there's no right or wrong here, okay? This is just a practice to get comfortable with receiving energetic messages. So whatever comes to you, that's what's supposed to be. And if nothing comes up the first time, no worries. Just keep trying because eventually something will. Okay, now for this second practice, you can do this with a book or you can do this with billboards on the road while you're driving, even with like music, shuffle through your playlist, you feel me? Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to let your intuition guide you to the message or solution that you need to hear. So first, you're going to start by setting an intention to receive a message. And then after that, ask your intuition to answer your question or intention and affirm that you will receive the message that you're meant to receive when you're meant to receive it. Okay, so after you do that, I want you to like just go to a book that you're drawn to, shuffle your favorite playlist until you feel like it's a good place to stop, and then let the song that comes up ride, let it surprise you. If you're doing this while you're driving, notice what billboards or other signs are calling out to you. When you see the message, you'll know it because you will feel drawn to it. Like you can't look away. You'll feel a pull towards it and you won't be able to take your eyes off of it. This is always such a fun practice because the song that comes up or the paragraph in the book that I'm drawn to, it always hits. It blows my mind every time. To receive a message that's so on point. And yeah, like I said earlier, it helps you get more in touch, more in tune. It helps you trust actually what's coming up for you. So in the future, when you do get these messages, it's more easier for you to just go forward without questioning it. Okay, so now, of course, those prompts and the practices that I share today, it's not going to be the end all be all, right? But they are a good introduction to learning how to develop divine wisdom. And I hope they serve you well on your journey. As always, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. And in the next episode, we're going to be talking about embodiment. So stay tuned for that. Until then, I love you and I like you. And I'm sending you so much love. Have a good one. You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here. And for that, I'm forever grateful because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you're loving this vibe, please spread the word. You can send an episode link to your friends, leave a 5-star review, or you can hit my text line to join the Bloom community. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can check out my online shop where I offer digital workbooks and masterclasses designed to help you embody what you're learning here on the podcast. You also have the option to leave a donation if you'd like. The links for that and the number to the text line will be down in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for sharing your energy with me today. I love you and I like you.